Okay. Good deal. In February. The temperature is going to be up in the 80s this afternoon. Ooh, where are onions is coming up? Two onions are coming up. Alright. They've got onions. Recovery of the... Oh, there's another one. Oh, I'm so happy. There's some more over here, too. A whole bunch. Oh my gosh, I got so much stuff to lose it. Our garden last year. We got some tomatoes. It wasn't amazing. But, we had some tomatoes. We've grown onions, but it seemed like it didn't do very well. And now that I'm looking, seems like all of our onions are coming on. Fantastic. I'm glad to see it. Interesting to see. I was watching Dennis Prager, who is a pillar of moderation, I suppose, on Dave Rubin's Rubin Report. Dave's gay. He got married. One of those gay marriages. And, I'm just from a very personal, visceral standpoint, I'm not very happy that my children are going to have to take care of you in your old age because you refuse to have children yourself. And you're here having lots of fun. Not becoming a responsible person. But hey. I think I'm doing this for death of crazy that he's been listening to it. And if Sam's meme will push him to show, it's honest. You can sit there all day and say, well, that's not being very nice to me. Well, I'm sorry. Because you go out and you see people going out, making the sacrifice. People that you might even look down your nose at, perhaps. Because they're hex or rednecks or bandits. Uneducated. When you see them trailing eight kids, it's the first thing that comes to your mind. You know, uncontrolled sex. Feminists would call it serial rape. And you're going, this is going to take care of you when you get old. How come you're not doing your societal obligation, making sure that your children are taking care of you in your old age, you're not doing it. And hey, go ahead. We all like to try to put this in the societal realm, right? I'll try to put this down as, oh, well, society's going to be so much better. You know, there'll be so much fewer of us. We'll be hurting the planet. You know, it's personal. It's personal. It's right here. We're going to take care of you. Chances are, we'll either be a Hispanic person from Guatemala, who doesn't even speak your language, therefore you can't pass on your beautiful, evolved thoughts to them. They don't even understand what the heck you're saying. Perhaps they'll be a Muslim. Who will gladly take your money while watching you die, go home at night, chant Ali Akbar, knowing that they're the superior race, and they're right, they are. Western civilization is going down. But you know what? You're contributing to it. You're really active participants. You're out there freely saying you're gay, not apologizing for it, which would at least be somewhat gratifying to the rest of us who have to work 3 times as hard to make up for you. It's a sad, sad, it's a sad thing. And yeah, you know, we would like to keep this off. Oh, please, no personal attacks. I'm sorry, it is a personal attack. You making that choice puts a strain on everything. How many kids do you have? Oh, that's right, you're gay. 0. Okay. It doesn't matter that you have, you know, YouTube videos. It doesn't matter that you're a pretty face on some screen. I'm not even thinking about religious eternal stuff. I'm talking about 20 years from now. If you get hurt, something bad happens to you, and your partner is struggling, surrounded by a bunch of old people, exactly, pretty much exactly your own age. No wonder people of your ilk tend to want to kill off people at like 70 or 65 or whatever. Because you already know it's not going to work. You already know it's you in trouble. You know why? Because you refuse to do your social obligation, your social responsibility. And it's personal, it's not you. I'm doing my social responsibility. you're fairly capable of it. It could give you a bit of a pass if you really tried and you failed. You're being tough. I'm not sorry. You could say, you don't know me, you don't know me. And you go, well, I know what you're doing. And I'm saying you could choose a better course, a higher course. You could do it now. Even now. You can tell your boyfriend, I love you. And because I love you, I want you and I to be the best and the most honorable people we can be. I want us to do something about propagating our values, our ideals. So I love you with everything in me. But I'm going to give a sign to a woman, and I'm going to marry her. And we're going to have children while we spend some time. I wasted a lot of time playing with you and convincing ourselves that this is a good thing. It wasn't. And I suggest you do the same thing. There's plenty of excellent reasons why you need to just put your gayness aside and just go, you know, whatever. I like Tony Lama cowboy boots as opposed to something else, but I'm not going to waste my time trying to afford Tony Lama cowboy boots. I'm going to go, and I'm going to go get a pair of sneakers at Walmart, because there's something more important than having really fine crafted cowboy boots. See, the more important things out front. It seems like in decisions that you've made, and that so many other people make, when they see you being this, oh, he's so wonderful, oh, he's so great, what do they do? They want to emulate you. You think they should? Then why are you doing it? Why do you put yourself out there as some kind of a role model if you're not willing to say, do what I do? That's what you're saying. That's what doing this means. How many people won't have children because they think well of you? Because they think they're following your footsteps. Well, get the kind of results you've gotten. Oh, come on. You can't sit there and say that you don't hold some responsibility for those who follow you. Okay. No, we come right out and play. Tough thing to say. At least they don't take the first run. First, they need more. If you set it, and then you can even stand for doing it, it doesn't need more. Say it's something. I'll try to make it so it's not personal that I fail miserably because it is torture. Because it's just a slap in your face. Let's stop it in, let's go. Let's stop it in, let's go. What is my message? It's okay to not contribute to the real forwarding of our culture, of our society. Do you think so little of it? You don't have anything to do with it? Well, you can say that Islamists are terrible people, but I'm sorry, they're smarter than you are. And therefore, and their actions are going to make sure that their way of thinking survives and yours doesn't. I'm doing my job. All right, so kids, tried to raise them right, tried to inculcate my values in them. If you don't like my values, say what you do. Have more kids. Make sure you meet me. Oh, okay, well, there you are. I win, you lose. Sorry. Because your last word will be meaning to anyone. No, he will be coming around. I think this is the girl. That's all good stuff, you know.
Stay all day long.
But your conversion means something.
Maybe it does. No.